Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
All right, good day. It's Thursday. Feeling great. Much like Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Feeling great.
Yep.
A well-fed tiger. Although I wouldn't recommend feeding a big cat a diet solely consisting of sugary, wheaty treats. Wheat? Corn. It was kind of a corn.
It was corny, like a wheat type thing.
A corny,
yeah.
Sugary cornflake.
You're right, you're right.
Not a good idea. I'm no big cat expert. Not familiar with the prowler of the Serengeti.
There was a tiger who loved his job. His mood was always very consistent.
Ridiculous.
He never had a down day, Tony. Say what you like about Tony.
That's because he was off his nut on sugar most of the time.
Chronic diabetes.
What have I got for you? We've got the Apparently Kid. I've played him before, actually. Mm-hmm. This is the Apparently Kid. He's just been on a roller coaster ride. He's just a little pudgy American kid. He's been on a roller coaster ride, and a news reporter asks him, what did he think of it? How was the experience? And he takes the microphone and he gives a long and quite detailed answer.
One second. What did you think about the...
And he says, he uses the word apparently a lot, apparently.
One second. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
It's the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah?
That's all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
So someone has gone then. Yeah, people have too much time on their hands, and I'm delighted they have. Someone has taken the Apparently Kid and put him to music.
One second. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. You're probably... I've never been on live television before, but... Apparently, sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
It's the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy,
That's
all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the water, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
Okay, okay. Today FM Summer.
Well done, John. Tip of the hat, sir. Dario G and Sunshine. That's how it's done. Come on, Ireland. Absolutely gorgeous out there, and it's gorgeous in here too. I'm referring to myself.
Yeah, of course.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, yay.
The gang's all here.
Hello.
Ray's here, JP's there.
Hi.
Thursday afternoon, sun is shining, Dario G on the radio, Today FM playing the music you love. Feeling good, feeling cool, feeling groovy. Actually, I was feeling very cool this morning. I went for my sea swimming. A lot of people would call it swimming, but it is swimming in the sea. So I think it's important that I eat.
Jeez, you're fierce brave getting into the water when it's cold like that. You probably don't do it so people turn around to you and go, I couldn't do that. You're very brave going sea swimming.
Jesus, fair play to you. Do you know, I love putting it up on Instagram, on my Instagram of me jumping in, just for the comments of people going, jeez, fair play to you. She's fair play to you just jumping in.
I couldn't do that, right?
It's, all it is jumping in water, though. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
Let me check the temperature today. There's a Twitter... Actually, there's a bunch of them around Ireland. Did you know this? They're there are Twitter accounts for the automated young men.
No.
The automated buoys that are in the sea in various locations around Ireland. So what you can do is you can find the buoy or the buoy near you and then find the sea. Well, depending on the buoy or buoy, you can find the sea temperature or the wave height. So you can find out if it's safe.
Oh, I knew they did wave height and I knew they did tides, but I didn't know they did sea temperature.
Well, the Dublin one does. Right. There's a few of them around the country that have the temperature on it. So current temperature in the sea in Dublin at the moment, according to the Dublin Bay Buoy, 2 minutes ago the reading was read, 15.6 degrees Celsius.
It's kind of warm, isn't it?
Very balmy temperatures. So really, don't be messaging me saying, wow, fair play, jumping in.
It's no big deal.
I mean, it's nearly 16 degrees.
It's nearly too warm, Ray. I mean, you like it when it's really cold because you've
had
that one.
I've had baths that are colder than that. Yeah, very nice. I took my nephew. He's not my nephew. You see, here's the thing. Terms and conditions apply regarding my nephew, Patrick. He's not my nephew. He's my wife's nephew. I'm not his uncle, Ray.
So would he be a nephew-in-law?
I'm married to his aunt.
Does that make you his second uncle?
What?
I have no idea. When it comes to those sort of extended relatives, I have no idea what people are talking about.
I'm like,
second cousins. No,
look, I'm someone who knows your parents.
Yeah.
I'm married to your aunt. And other than that, really, Joe, I'll keep an eye on you, keep you company. He's up in Dublin for a few days. I said, we'll go for a swim together. So off we went swimming. Great crack. Do you know what? I think it's important. He's 15. He's going into third year. I think it's good to have young people around to make us feel young, make us feel vigorous.
Keeps you young, doesn't it?
It keeps you young.
Yeah.
He must have jumped in about 15 times.
Fair play to him.
We got in the sea, and usually I do about 10 minutes. We got in, and once my kind of 8.5, 9 minutes limit was reached, he's getting in and out, jumping in and out, having the time of his life. And I'm thinking to myself, this young, vigorous young man, healthy as well, live. He's live.
Right.
He's live.
Right, that's a distant memory for some of us.
Who are you telling? Mm. I'm at the 8.5, 9 minute mark and I'm going, I kind of get out now. He's like, do you want to go? Do you want to leave? Do you want to head off? Are we done? I'm like, no, we're cool. I'm having a great time.
Because you want to be young as well.
I'm playing it cool.
Yeah.
I want to be the cool non-uncle. I want to be the cool person who's married to your aunt. Hey, person who's married to my aunt Ray. Right, Flo Rida. We'll do the roll call after this. This is Today FM. Get a good feeling. Girls Aloud and The Promise. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Hello there. Ray's my name. Actually, roll call. Ray Foley on show. Raymond O'Fowlu. Raymond O'Fowlu. That's quite good. I got Sean Paul McGillaforic.
Who? McGillpatrick. What are you on about?
On show. Sean Paul
McQuas. McGillivrin.
All right.
It's one of those fake made-up Irish names.
Roll call. John's on show, lads. John on show, lads. It looks like another day where I'll be wearing both antiperspirant and deodorant. I generally go for an antiperspirant, a mild antiperspirant, and then an aftershave.
Right, okay.
For the odour, for the positive scent, positive fragrance. On show, Ray. Which one of your radio rivals would you challenge to a cage fight like Zuckerberg and Musk? That's an interesting question, Nelly. Thank you so much for the question. Nelly on show. Love the show.
Hey.
Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk apparently have committed to fighting one another. Who would I fight? Tracy, probably.
Okay, right.
Jesus, I don't know
about that. I'm not sure you've got good odds there, Ray.
She's from the wrong side of the tracks. Take the head off you. She'd take the head off you with one look. Tracy doesn't talk to us anymore, though, does she?
Who would you challenge? Would you challenge somebody in-house? It'd have to be somebody from another radio station, would it?
Oh, yeah, it'd have to be someone from another radio station.
All right, okay.
Who's your man on News Talk Breakfast?
Shane Coleman.
Him.
Yeah,
Yeah. Perfect.
He'd be like, he'd be one of those lads, not the face lads, not the face.
Yeah, perfect. But, like, were you thinking Cuddihy or that kind
no,
of
thing? No.
None of the off the ball lads.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No. So, I'd be very picky, really, when it comes to calling people out on air.
Is Father Brian Darcy, does he still do a radio bit?
He doesn't know he's done. Okay. Father Brian. Father Brian's a... He's a peacemaker. He's a lover, not a fighter.
You're right.
Yeah. Leave it with me. Great question, though. Any suggestions? 0874 100102. People that I could take in a fist fight. Radio people. There's not many. Like, it's a short list. Like, even Darcy, I wouldn't.
No.
No way.
No, the rage in the man.
He's a very angry man. There will be an opportunity for him to unleash the beast. Yeah. And I don't mean Jenny.
Shout out to Jenny. This afternoon.
Lots of love. Hi, Ray. Colin in Oran Moore here. You're his uncle-in-law. Oh, this is Patrick. I was talking about my alleged nephew. My wife's nephew. I'm married to his aunt. Mm. He's not my... You're no nephew of mine. This is Patrick. He's 15 years... Do you have this with your nephew as well, Jay? You've got a... How old is your nephew?
9 and 7 or 8.
No, I can tell you your nephew is 11.
I'm not good with ages.
I've got this thing with Patrick anyway, where he was a child like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, Jesus, oh my God. You're pretty much an adult. Where'd that come from? 15. But it's like, oh my God. What the hell? Where did this young man come from?
Well, my 9-year-old, now apparently an 11-year-old.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the last 2 years, you've just learned.
As I am, which is not saying much, but, you know, he's there already.
Ray, for God's sake, I have the same argument with my husband. Will you get rid of the in-law part? He's your nephew. You and the wife are both married into each other's family, whether you like it or not, from Melissa. Melissa, I don't know. I don't know about this. He's a lovely kid, though. Well, he's all right. My only issue with him is, and it's not a...
You wouldn't want to go into it on the radio, though, would you?
Look, we're here now, we've started.
All right.
My only issue with him is, it seems my children love him more than they love me.
Right.
Like, he's an absolute legend in their eyes. He was over in our house last night, and they were playing Minecraft on the Switch, and he knows all the, you know, the swapping the thing and digging the yoke and mine for the wood and... build the house, and they're like, oh my God, oh, it's amazing.
Hero,
it's like,
worship, yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I come in the door from work, bringing home the bacon. Hello, kids, I'll pay the mortgage this month. Whatever. Patrick's here. Whatever. Ray, you sound like you're keeping the young lad around for spare parts. From Stuart and Kevin. Love the show. Hey. And Ray, you're pretty knowledgeable. JP, not so much. Yeah. Who decided we should drive on the left and other countries on the right? Who has been contrary? From D on show. Love the show. Hey. My understanding, thanks by the way for saying that I am knowledgeable. My understanding, this isn't knowledge, this is just an assumption, is that we copied the UK. We're like a mini market or a subdivision of the UK market. And generally those places that drive on the left-hand side have been following the British or the UK. So Australia do, and that would have been...
Japan does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Japan does. India does, but also that would have been former British colony.
Right.
More cars drive on the left than you might think. 163 countries drive on the right. 76 countries drive on the left. That's a lot of countries.
JP is gone now. D, I know what you're thinking.
I am a low IQ individual.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You texted in saying that JP's not so knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, lo and behold, oh my God, look what's just happened. JP has all of the information to hand. D, do you think JP spent the last 5 minutes on Wikipedia?
Ray Foley.
Because you'd be right. With care. Eddie Sheeran's Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. Hello there, Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Martin's after texting me. Hang on 1 second. This is Martin McGuire, formerly of the Ray Darcy Show and Fix It Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Alumnus. He says FFS. Very rude way to start a text message.
Unnecessary swearing.
FFS with an exclamation mark. Did you two not listen to Fix It Friday back in the day? Well, I think you already know the answer to that question, Martin. You couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me to listen to it. Seriously.
Did anyone ever try paying you for that? No.
He said it was all Napoleon's fault. apparently Napoleon changed to driving on the right as he rambled all over Europe.
So, right.
So it was originally left, and then Napoleon implemented right in the other countries.
But there was no cars then. Napoleon didn't drive a car.
Well, maybe it was the chariots. Maybe the chariots were on the right-hand
side. The Roman chariots, okay. Yeah. Fair point, you know. I bow to your knowledge, Ray.
It's Martin's knowledge. Thank you, Martin. Good to hear from you, man. What have I got for you? I've got more... Oh, this is Childline. They're looking for more volunteers. I used to know a guy who volunteered for Childline. He said it was very rewarding. And this is like as a as an answerer for Childline. They're always looking for volunteers to get involved in terms of being there as support. I suppose crisis support for answering the phone, being on the other end of the phone. If you've been told you're a good listener and you have a few hours to spare each week, the Childline Listening Service is now recruiting volunteers. It's provided by the ISPCC, of course, by the number 1800 66 66 66, and they're always available to any child and young person across Ireland who'd like to talk about any topic on their mind. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I suppose in order to have that up and running, they need plenty of volunteers. On the other end, let me call my child... Well, I'm not calling actual Childline, just for clarity.
No.
I don't want to hog the lines. Let me call my Childline person. This is Megan, by the way. It's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Megan.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. You're looking for volunteers. You're with Childline, right?
Yes. So I am a Childline volunteer in the Cork unit here in Cork for the last 10 years.
And do you only then, would you, like, how does it work? If a caller is in the Munster region, they'd get the Cork one, or does it go anywhere?
Mm-hmm. So if we have a young person, a child that calls Childline, it kind of goes to a central system and then it bounces to whoever's free all over Ireland, ready, waiting to take a call.
Oh, okay. So it's not specific. It's not like you're going to get the local calls necessarily.
No.
It could be anywhere. Right. I got you. And then so do you need to be in a call centre, or does it go, like, is it rooted to your own phone?
Yeah, so we are in a call centre in Cork or in Limerick or wherever you're in the Childline unit. So we have units in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin. And you go and you do a shift once a week for 4 hours. So that's the commitment level that we're looking for from new volunteers.
And when they say it's open 24 hours a day, like, would you end up doing a shift in the middle of the night? I suppose only if it suits you.
Yeah, so I suppose there's lots of different shifts in all the different offices. So the Cork office in particular, we might do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and we're open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
But then say the likes of Dublin could be covering more overnight shifts, or Galway might do different times. So there's always a unit open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but they're all covering at different times.
Okay. How long have you been doing it?
So I'm a volunteer now for the last 10 years, almost 11.
Wow. And how do you mind me asking, how old were you when you got into it?
Yeah, 18.
So Jakers, right? You're a child yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, so I literally signed up to be a volunteer once I finished school. So went into my first year of college and starting my training at the same time. So yeah, absolutely love it. And still there now, absolutely loving it. And I suppose it's a real honour to talk to children who are going through a difficult time. You know, in the last 2 weeks in particular, we've had a lot of callers around exams, junior and leaving cert pressures. So there's just an awful lot going on for young people. Right through COVID, we were there. You know, when everything else was in lockdown, we were open taking calls from children about anything at all. So I suppose it's really important for us, for volunteers. You know, we can't work the phones. We can't stay open 365 days without a volunteer willing to give up their time to answer that call.
What made you go for it in the first place? Did you know someone who was doing it yourself, or what made you kind of come up with the notion of applying or being a volunteer?
Yeah, no, I actually didn't at all. I didn't know anybody that was there, but I suppose children's rights was always something I was really actively involved in, and being able to go into college. I'm a youth worker myself, and working now as a play therapist. It's really important for me to hear children's voice and giving them that platform. So yeah, just really was interested in it, looked it up one day online and went, oh, I think this is for me, and haven't looked back since.
It must be awful hard. I mean, you're talking about children, kids, like at their worst times in their lives, particularly if they're picking up the phone to you. How do you manage?
Yeah, I suppose we are trained unbelievably well. There is an intensive training program in place, so we're never right. on our own. There's always a worker, another volunteer, there's somebody there always with you if you need to come off the call and scream or cry or, you know, punch the wall, whatever it is. There's always somebody there to listen to you afterwards. But I suppose for new volunteers that may be a bit apprehensive about going, oh God, I don't think I could yeah. be able to do that. It's a really special thing being able to listen to children. And if you are any way kind, you have any good heart about you, you have an interest in children and children's rights, give it a go. You will not regret it. And I suppose you meet an awful lot of like-minded people as well, and just getting the privilege to actually talk to children on the phone is amazing. And you know, we have a laugh with them, you might have a bit of a cry with them depending on what's going on to them in their life, but it's just a really special thing being there for a child in Ireland, and being able to be that one good adult to listen to them, I suppose.
Fair play to you. How do people get involved? I've got an email address. It's volunteerrecruitment@ispcc.ie volunteer yeah. recruitment at ispcc.ie. Are you, I'm sure there's a link on the website, ispcc.
Yeah, exactly, ispcc.ie. Yeah.
Megan, thanks so much for taking the call. Well, you're used to taking calls, I suppose. you're doing a bit more yeah. of the talking this afternoon. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Cheers,
bye.
Megan. Bye.
Ray Foley.
I can get someone to listen to me.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Not a good sign, actually, when you're a radio presenter, no one wants to listen to you. I mean, no. It really is a problem. Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Blur for you next. Blur and Country House. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Loads of lovely texts from Megan. Megan works for Childline, and she was encouraging people to get involved, or if you want to be a volunteer for Childline. That website again, volunteer recruitment, or rather email address, volunteerrecruitment@ispcc.ie. If you'd be good for it, or you know someone who would be good for it, volunteerrecruitment@ispcc.ie. And we're closing the lines in the cash machine. 3.5 minutes to go. What's this? It was just.
You going to give us that total?
I will when I'm good and ready.
Are you good and ready?
I'm not a moment.
Well, you're never good, but are you ready?
Not a moment before. Not a moment sooner. €80,037.16. That's 80037.16. If you're texting, good luck.
Ray Foley.
The cash machine call in a few.
Care Plus. Not all careers free. We're gonna
celebrate. One more. I just can't help myself.
You can't.
Daft Punk, one more time. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon race here. JP's over there.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm just getting the me fanfare ready. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. As we approach the weekend, looking ahead to the silver screen and what's streaming on your telly boxes, here she is. It's Keira King. It's Keira King. Everybody, it's Keira King.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Chicachita.
I feel like I'm coming from the west coast of Italy right now. It's absolutely roasting.
Stop, yeah. Look at you making us, sickening us with your beautiful round stone Connemara weather.
I know, right? Guys, it's actually unbelievable. It's been about 4 weeks of really good weather now. It's almost like don't talk about it or it's going to go away.
Yeah, apparently Go is going to get really rotten weather next week, yeah.
Is that what it's going to
be terrible, yeah.
Yeah, oh no.
Yeah. I'm going on holidays next week and it's going to lash rain, yeah.
That's thinking that, Raymond.
We were talking earlier on about, what was this story? This is Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. They've confirmed they're going to fight each other, or at least that's the talk on social media. They're going to fight one another. Someone texted in asking, who should I fight? In a calling out another radio broadcaster for a fist fight. Richie texted, he said, hi lads, how about fighting Adrian Kennedy or Keira Kelly? Neither of those people I would fight.
No.
Absolutely not.
Both dirty, I'd say, when it comes to the fight scene.
Absolutely not on your Nelly.
No holds barred, I'd say.
Absolutely not. They don't...
Kira's a biter, would you say?
Kira would be more of an octagon type situation.
MMA, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And Ray, you could take on Dave Fanning and the whole country would be in your corner from Ashley. Well, that's fair enough. Certainly the Aslan fans would be backing me on that one. Kira, who do you think I should call out in a fist? Well, you know plenty of radio people. Who should I be fighting?
I think maybe, well, if it was me, I'd definitely fight Philip Escher-Hayes.
Random? Because he's softer? Yeah.
Because he's ruining the environment for me. And I'm joking. And also probably Andrea Gilligan from Lunchtime Live.
Oh, okay, wow. I'm right. Yeah. We're putting all these down, right? Yeah. Write these down. This is going
to
be...
I'll get on to Eddie Hearn and see what we can do.
Make a night of it. Let's make a night of it. See if we can get the National... Is it the National Stadium?
Oh, my God, please. Yes, yeah. Please, can I get front row tickets, please?
No, you're fighting. You're fighting.
Oh, yeah, I'm fighting.
Well.
Okay,
Okay, let's have a... And by the way, every time... This is a joke, by the way.
I'm not joking.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Kara's getting it. She's got her boxing gloves ready. Let's have a look at... Well, we've got a couple of TV shows and we've got a big movie this weekend. We'll start with the TV shows and lots of speculation and lots of anticipation about Kim Cattrall's return in And Just Like That.
Mm-hmm. It's back for a second season. And we take off where we left off with the gals, Carrie and Miranda and Charlotte, and the other girls who were drafted in to raise the gaping hole that is Kim Cattrall, in fairness. Mm.
This is the sequel to Sex and the City. Have a listen.
You don't move on because you're ready to. You move on because you've outgrown who you used to be. Life too short not to try something new.
I'm on the precipice of doing something either really stupid or totally liberating.
We are all blissfully unaware when our lives are about to change. And just like that, I realize you never know what tomorrow will bring.
And just like that, I realised I'm not going to be watching the second series.
I don't think that yourself and JP are going to be fans of this one, that's for sure.
I watched the first series, and you know what? I've said this before, I'm on record. I've watched episodes, now I've never watched the whole series through, but I've watched random episodes. If it's on the telly, I would have left it on.
No,
of
wait
Sex
a second,
and the City. And I've enjoyed it. It's been funny. It's been good. Yeah. Various characters, funny moments. Genuinely laugh out loud moments. I've enjoyed it. And then we stuck on this and it's been dreadful. The first series,
it's
dreadful.
It's been so bad. And here's the thing about Sex and the City when it came out in the 90s. It was absolutely and utterly groundbreaking. People still reference it. Gals still walk around being like, oh my God, I'm such Samantha. Oh my God, I'm such a Miranda. Mm-hmm. And then they came back with And Just Like That. And I watched it and my heart sank. And I was so disappointed because these smart, sexy women that were living in the city in the 90s, they just didn't have, I feel like, the writers to do them justice. And obviously Kim Cattrall wasn't involved. I watched it, of course I did. I watched it to the end. And there was a lot of it that I really, really didn't like. And but of course I'm back, Just Like That season 2 is back. And of course, first thing this morning, I was watching all of it. And I will say something. It's definitely less cringy than it was last season. Now, maybe that's because I'm used to the cringiness, so I know what to expect.
Okay.
So we're back. Carrie is still grieving big. She's sleeping with one of the producers of her podcast. The Met Ball is going on in the background for all the New York high-flying women of the city. They're all getting ready for the Met Ball. And Miranda is down in LA. She's followed Shay Diaz, one of the most awful characters to ever grace the TV screens, down to LA as she tries to make it as a comedian in that circle. I will say something, and this might kind of give you a little bit of... I don't know, a little bit of an oomph to watch it. Tony Danza appears as himself.
Oh, as Tony Danza, right? Why? What's his... Does he bump into them or
because what? He's supposed to star in Shay Diaz's new TV show. Okay. So he appears as himself and it's amazing and then it's ruined with the stupid Who's the Boss reference.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be able to help themselves with this show because there's so much goodwill and even from me, there was so much goodwill for, okay, fine, Samantha's not going to be in it, but we can manage with the rest of them and it's generally sharp and funny and witty and clever and it's just, it was none of those things. It was a drag.
Okay. Yeah, it was. But I'm going to be hopeful for this because there is little moments, there's throwbacks to the 90s Sex and the City. In one particular, I won't give it away, in one particular shot, Carrie wears the famous dress that she wore when she married Big the first time.
Oh my God, cool. Mm-hmm, so that makes up for it not being funny then. Cool.
And hold up. We do know that Kim Cattrall and Aiden, the actor, I can't think of his name right now.
I forgot that, yeah.
The only thing that is going to keep me watching this is the fact that Samantha's coming back and the fact that Aiden's coming back. And then come back to me at the end of it and I'll tell you what I genuinely think. Look, The fashion is incredible. As I said, the throwbacks to 90s Sex and the City, great. But other than that, I'm cringing within an inch of my life.
Where can we watch this?
We can watch it on Now TV. There's two episodes up, so it's up every, what day is it today? Obviously Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, so in 2 months' time, once the whole run is finished, we'll come back and we'll do a final review of this. Because I have a feeling it's going to be one of those things where it's like, ah, there's nothing. Go on, stick it on and we'll end up watching the entire series again.
You see, that's it.
Staying with streaming, this is another one. This is from Disney Plus. It started streaming just yesterday. It's called Secret Invasion. This is Nick Fury, the boss of S.H.I.E.L.D., formerly of the Avengers, and it's a Marvel property. Have a listen.
Fury, since you've been gone, things have gotten much worse. Why do you think I came back?
You're in no shape for this fight that lies before us, old friend.
Where are the Avengers?
This war is one I have to fight.
Alone.
You're the most wanted man on the planet.
The great Nick Fury. One last fight.
And it's got all the sound effects as well. So it sounds all right. And the reason none of the Avengers are in it, of course, is because they don't have the budget. Instead, it's just Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah,
and
they're all
own.
On holiday. Yeah, they're all kind of on holiday.
I haven't watched it. Have you watched this yet?
Yeah, this is all about Nick Fury, and that's Samuel L. Jackson. So that's kind of enough to keep you wanting to watch the next Marvel edition, if you know what I'm trying to say. Nick Fury is back. He learns of a secret invasion of Earth by a faction of shape-shifting Skrulls, okay? Mm. And he has to join up with Maria Hill and Talos, who's actually his friend, who's a Skrull, and they have to team up to save humanity, okay? Now, a lot of people are talking about this on social media, but not for any of the right reasons. I don't know, did you see this?
No.
But Marvel used AI for the intro of the show, and people are not happy at all. And I didn't realize that, and I started watching, and I was like, what is this? You know the intro before the actual show starts?
So like the opening credits sort of thing, is it?
Yeah, and the opening credits. And I was like, what? This is weird. I was like, what is this? Animation or whatever? Anyway, turns out it was AI. And look, there's definitely commentary to be had for using non-human art to promote a show about non-humans trying to come down to destroy humanity. But at the same time, Marvel has enough money to actually pay designers and artists to do that. So that'd be so that kind of made me feel a little bit iffy.
What was it? What was it? Just like we'll just do this for a. Are they being tight? Are they being cheap and not paying artists? Or is it the case that they're just they were doing it?
They outsourced it to an AI company, and I think I understand what they were trying to do on a level, or else I'm making excuses for them. But a lot of people were like, you know what? I'm not going to bother watching this because they shouldn't have done that. They should have paid artists to do the intro because humanity is screwed. Anyway, aside from that,
is it any good?
It's a really good espionage story. You've got Kobe Smulders, Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn as a trio together. They're brilliant. Emilia Clarke and Olivia Colman have joined the Marvel Universe. Very, very cool, I have to say. And there's an Irish connection. Killian Scott, he plays one of the bad Skrulls called Fizz. So when I was looking at him, I was like, I recognise that guy. And he's the Irish actor, Killian Scott.
Who's he?
His real name
was
actually Killian Murphy, you know.
What?
Was he not in Love Hate? Killian Scott, no?
I think he was.
Let me look him up. Hang on.
Go to Google.
Yeah, hold on now.
Is it Killian with one L or two L's? Killian.
Two, and it's two. Killian with a K. Because his real name is Killian Murphy, guys. So obviously there was another actor in Ireland, yeah.
He's your man's brother, the politician.
Midge, what?
Nigel's brother, no. He's the politician's brother, isn't he?
He was in Dublin Murders and he was in Love Hate and he's been in a lot of like Irish productions and stuff
he's
like
Owen
that.
So Murphy's
that
brother.
Yeah.
Former minister for housing, wasn't he? Yeah, he was the former minister. He's not a politician anymore. So he's in it as well as one of the shape-shifting Skrulls. Are they following a little bit of the Andor thing? Because Andor was quite a dark, like a departure. When you consider that Marvel is all popcorn and light and chewing gum and everyone's having fun and blasters, this is a bit more dark, is it?
This is definitely dark, and it's Nick Fury's swan song. That's what I feel. There's been so many references in the episodes that he has never been the same since the Thanos snap.
Right.
That he used to be three steps ahead, and now he's three steps behind. Maria Hill is kind of saying to him, look, are you up for this? Because this is, you know, we're facing the end of the world again. You know, Nick, are you ready for it? And Samuel Jackson, he looks older. He comes across more tired, and you just feel that this is Nick Fury's, as I said, swan song.
Does he sing in it then? Is that what you're saying? Is it a swan song? There's a singing part as well. There's a musical episode. It's called Secret Invasion. You're able to watch it on Disney Plus. It's streaming now.
Can I just say, very quickly?
No,
prepare yourself.
No. Almost certainly not, but go.
Go on. For the final moments of the first episode, be prepared because you're in for a little bit of a shock as a Marvel Universe fan. And so avoid the internet for spoilers as it's littered with them.
Well, worth noting. That's, like I say, Secret Invasion on Disney Plus. We'll have a look at movies after Jonas Brothers. That's juicy, isn't it?
Isn't that?
Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. Today FM playing the music you love. This is Mark. Today FM coming live from Marconi House this afternoon. A very good day to you. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How you doing?
And Ciara King is in Galway. Coming live from Galway House this afternoon.
How are you,
Ciara?
Ciara.
I'm good. I thought I was talking to a guy called Ray and a guy called JP there a couple of seconds ago.
That's right. One second there, Ciara. You don't mind.
Can you put me on to them? Thank
just
you.
Just hold the line a moment. We'll put Ray.
Pass over.
We'll put Ray and JP. We'll put them back on the line.
Are you
again,
there,
Bill.
Lads?
Hello, guys. Sorry.
How are you?
Ray's here and JP's
on. Guys, I just had the worst experience.
Every Thursday, you have the worst experience on here with us.
Well,
let's very quickly look at the big movie. This is the new Jennifer Lawrence, and we've known her from the Hunger Games and that sort of thing.
Everything for the last 10 years, yeah.
Yeah. But she's kind of taken a break the last couple of years. She had one or two kids.
She got married and she had a baby and she walked away from Hollywood for a little while, but now she's back. And look. When I saw the trailer for this movie, when it first came out, I went, oh God, this just looks absolutely awful. It's called No Hard Feelings. It's in cinemas today. And don't judge a trailer by its cover, is what I'm going to say.
Well, when I saw the trailer, I was, the concept of the movie, well, let's play the trailer first. Have a listen to this.
Hi, mind if I touch your wiener?
What?
Your dog. I'm an Uber driver and I don't have a car. I'm going to lose my house.
Look at this.
Need a car, date our son this summer, and bring him out of his shell before college.
In exchange, we'll give you a Buick Regal.
We've just been so worried about our son.
He's going to Princeton in the fall.
No, I've heard of it. You know, we tried everything to bring him out of his shell.
He doesn't come out of his room. He doesn't talk to girls. He doesn't drink.
So when you say date him, do you mean date him or date him?
Yes.
Date him. Date him hard.
Okay. I'll date his brains out.
So I watched it. I was like, no. If the shoe was on the other foot, and it's like Jennifer Lawrence. What Jennifer Lawrence is like a massive. They're like one of the biggest, if not the biggest.
So here's the.
What are you doing, Jennifer Lawrence? So the concept is she needs a car, so she's been hired to have sex with this middle-aged couple's son,
teenager,
to date him
for a teenager. No, hang on. Date his brains out is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And for a car.
No. So much more than a car. This is a really raunchy coming of age movie. And it's kind of in the same vein as American Pie. And it really reminded me of There's Something About Mary. The only difference was it's with the female protagonist, which is Jennifer Lawrence.
But on reflect, like those films have been cancelled since as well for all the reasons that we now regard as problematic. American Pie, the people that were involved in American Pie have gone, really, it was a bad idea. We shouldn't have been involved in that in the first place.
There was some of that. This is completely different. It's written by the same guys who wrote Good Boys, which I really enjoyed. Do you remember watching that movie about the kids who get involved with the two girls? Watch it. It's really, really funny. So when I realized that it was the same writers from Good Boys, I went, oh, wait a second. That is why Jennifer Lawrence did this movie. She said it was the funniest script that she's ever read in her whole entire career. And look, it is a movie that starts out with quite adult themes. But eventually, you remember like American Pie? It's got like this underlying sweetness and a really nice message. And it's got a bit more depth to it than perhaps what the trailer suggests.
Okay. So
Jennifer Lawrence is also, really funny. She's a brilliant physical actress. And she's kind of playing a version of herself in this movie. You know the Jennifer Lawrence that you've seen on talk shows?
Yeah.
And the, oh my God, I fell over at the Oscars and I drank 10 pints and shipped to Jack Nicholson. She's kind of playing that character in this movie and she does it so well and it is funny.
Okay. Well,
look, if you're easily offended, well then it's not for you. But as adult comedy goes, as you guys were saying, there's really not a lot of it around right now.
Well, that's because it's highly sensitive in the current politically charged environment where you watch your P's and Q's and you watch the roles you take on. That's what I'm saying about her being a massive star. That it's interesting
she
that you would have taken this.
Doing.
Yeah, really?
She knows what she's doing. Yeah, big time.
Okay, so out of five, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 3.5, 4. It's right, fun. Okay. And it's like, I haven't watched, like I said, it reminded me of There's Something About Mary. Like, I haven't watched those movies in a really long time. Like, it's been, what, 20 years?
Yeah, but they don't make those movies anymore.
I know, but Ray, it's fine, okay?
Okay. I'm not worried about watching it.
Ray, everything is okay.
I'm not sensitive. I'm just surprised that it's happened.
Well, Ray, if it's too much for you, then, you know, I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah,
I'm a delicate flower.
That's what it is. I'm going to be standing outside the cinema holding up my sign saying, down with this sort of thing. Ciara King, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, boys.
It's called No Hard Feelings, by the way, and it's in cinemas this weekend.
I thought you were going to say something like that. There's no hard feelings, Ciara, but we have to go.
No.
No. Okay. All right.
I will say the cash machine call's on the way. Oh. Ciara King, thank you very much.
Ray Foley.
Much obliged.
With Care Plus. Care.
Panic at the Disco and High Hopes. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hi.
Who are we fighting? Someone suggested Tuberty. I think he's in enough scraps and scrapes at the moment.
Do yourself a favour, by the way. Just Google RTE this afternoon.
Yeah, this is the story that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are going to fight each other. And who should I be calling out, challenging in a fight? Tuberty, I suppose. I wouldn't know. You wouldn't know how...
You just don't know what they're like.
How he'd be able to handle himself.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way it's like, oh, God, I'm fighting now. And then you're like, oh, I couldn't, no. I could end up getting hurt.
That's what happens in
fight, I don't want to get hurt.
No, okay.
I'm still very much... So we're definitely Shane Coleman right. on News Talk.
Now...
And that's it. That's
Coleman's
all.
From the northeast. He could be nuggety.
There's another thing, then, you see. It's the ones that you think don't have any fight in them. Are into the, I don't know, jiu-jitsu or Krav Maga.
The BJJ,
or,
yeah.
Sorry, what?
The BJJ.
Brendan's over there, 0874-100-102. Brendan?
How are you, Ray? Joe Duffy.
I love that someone in the background is loving the idea of me and Joe Duffy fighting. I'm listening in.
How are you, Ray? Joe Duffy.
And... Yeah, text. We're talking to Ciara a few minutes ago about TV shows. This is Sex in the City and the sequel to Sex in the City, which is And Just Like That. Am I right? And Just Like That?
And Just Like That, yeah.
And Just Like That. First series was dreadful. Second series is out. I'm probably going to be forced to watch it. And there's high expectation and excitement about Kim Cattrall coming back, reprising her role. Albeit briefly, and Aiden's going to be back in it as well. Joe texted, he said, I watched an episode of Sex in the City when I was a teenager. To my disappointment, it wasn't what I was expecting.
In fairness, it ticks both those boxes. The show did tick those boxes.
There's a lot
boxes.
Of episodes, Joe. Yeah. I mean, you got to find the right episodes, sure. Well, let me say, there's lots of city in it.
Ray Foley.
Today FM, we play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley here, JP over there.
How are you?
From the Barbie movie. No, we're not from the Barbie
movie.
No, we're not. We're not in any way involved. Maybe in the very early script development process.
Sure, yeah.
We've been brought in for some key pointers. But no, we're no longer involved in that project. So if you're buying your tickets early for...
There would be a rush on tickets.
Yes, yeah. People expecting me and JP to be appearing on the beach as Ken and Barbie, Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie, two sunburnt middle-aged men standing in the background. Jesus, it's very warm, isn't it? Oh my God, it's very warm. What have I got for you? Have a listen to this. This is interesting. Any idea what this could be?
Sort of sounds like whale music to me. Whales singing to each other.
No. That, my friend, is the sound of a hungry, hungry hole.
What now?
A hungry black hole.
Oh.
It's the sound of a black hole eating space dust. Hmm. This is the nearest black hole to us. They're a fierce beast. Anything that strays too close will be...
it's close to home.
Do you know what?
This stuff writes itself.
Anything near the big hole will be violently ripped apart and sucked into its yawning mass of nothingness.
Nothing escapes it.
I've been described as a yawning mass of nothingness, emotionally. Suspended in the void for eternity. Here we go. This is space dust been sucked into the black hole. A team of scientists, what they've done is you can't hear it to the human ear. So they've recorded the echo that bounces off nearby clouds near our nearest black hole and converted into spectrum 51 octaves. And the sound of stuff going into the black hole is... You know, that's kind of a similar sound to chicken nuggets going into,
isn't it?
Into the gaping maw that is my. All right, lads. Yeah, we had our. Yeah, you had your laughs. Ray needs to lose a few pounds. Duke Dumont on Today FM.
This the remix.
DJ Khaled, Mariah Carey, and Latto. Big, big energy. Today FM playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley wrapping up my small energy for the rest of the week. Yeah, done and dusted. Just dusted. Just
washing your hands. Washing my whole thing.
The whole sorry sordid affair. Finally finished. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Jennifer Lawrence and the Machine, where actress Jennifer Lawrence comes in. J-Law. And she belts out a few of her favourite songs by Florence and the Machine. Dog Days Are Over is one of her particular faves. We didn't get to do Sarah Jessica Parallel Parker, where Sex and the City star Sarah Jessica Parker gives us tips on parallel parking. It's all about the wing mirrors. You gotta use those wing mirrors. And we didn't get to do Sarah Jessica's Parkas, where Sarah Jessica Parker shows us her new range of anoraks and parka jackets in Sarah Jessica's Parkas. Tomorrow, have yourself a lovely evening and great news. The last word is on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.